Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I honestly don't think it's a bad idea because there's a lot of gold diggers out there who just go just for free food. So,
yeah.
Yeah, didn't we talk to a girl that did that?
Yeah. she was feeding herself with the dates.
And taking to go. So you wouldn't have a problem splitting the check on a first date?
Absolutely not. I would not have a problem with that. Because I'm honestly a lesbian, so I've dealt with it plenty of times.
Uh-huh.
So I've taken women out, and that's all they go for. So.
Just for the food?
For the free food.
Really? No.
So let me ask, if you're the person that initiated the date, if you invited them, is it on you, do you think, to just pick up the whole tab?
Well, I'm honestly a gentleman at heart anyway, so okay. I would naturally do it. But then, you know, you get those women who go just for the free day, free out, and they feel they have no obligations to call you back or,
right.
you know.
Yeah. Struggle is real all the way around.
Hi,
Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
My husband and I actually split the check on the first date, and 3 years later, we're happily married and expecting our first child together.
Oh, congratulations.
When do you do?
What do I do?
No, when do you do?
Oh, when am I due? That's till April.
Oh, good. Okay, so you've got some time to cook.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel in that moment when you were splitting the check?
Actually, I thought, who is this from? I can't ever date this guy again. And then for some reason, I just thought I could give him a chance. Maybe he was nervous and he needed to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go for it. And then thank God I did, because I'm head over heels with my husband.
Oh. Happily ever after. 644-9850.
And he's frugal. That's good.
Hi, Kiss. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Real men let the women pay.
My hero.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Men should always pay the check.
You think? Always pay the tip?
Pay the check.
Yes. So you would never let a girl split the check on a first date?
No, not at all. It gives them that sense of security. Like, if anything ever was to happen, yeah, there's strong-minded females out there, and that's great, and I love it. But it always gives them that sense that, you know what, your man's going to take care of you no matter what.
I like that.
That's primal, old school.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I don't like it.
Why?
I feel bad, but I don't like it. When I went on dates and I didn't like the guy, then I paid for the whole check.
If you like the guy, you do what?
If I didn't like the guy, I paid for the whole check because I didn't want to have an obligation to call him.
Yeah, right. I guess there would be the feeling that perhaps if he picked up the tab, you might owe him whatever he thinks he's owed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't order the lobster.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Are they really a man then? No, just kidding.
Ouch!
Girl!
If they're younger in high school and they're trying to impress a girl, I think they should just pay for it, especially if they're asking the girl. But if it's an older couple or like if you're in late 20s and you're just going out on a date, then I think it's more acceptable.
To split the check. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, Jan, should the girl at least make the effort and offer, let me get some of that and then see what happens?
You've got lead hands.
When you're trying to impress a girl, I don't really think that he should ask to split the check. With prom and everything coming up, the girl spent so much money on a dress already.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to impress the guy. And then if they're going to go out to eat afterwards, then he should just pay.
You think you should just pay? Hey,
you're just going to Subway or something.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think they're cheap.
Maybe.
Sure.
Doesn't make them a bad guy.
If you were out.
If you want to split the check the first date, then you got to just kick rocks, because guess what? He's worth it.
Oh. Okay, so if the check comes, do you just sit there?
Yes, and then I'll just scoot it over to his side.
Good for you.
Nice.
Bold
scooting.
Move.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
So my parents always told me that when you offer to pay for the check or like ask them if they want money towards it, and they always told me that a true gentleman will always decline but say how grateful that they are for offering.
There you go. Huh.
Yeah. Have you been in the situation though where you're like, would you like me to pitch in? And they're like, yeah.
No, actually, thank gosh, that's never happened. But I have been in that situation, and I've always offered. And no female has ever offered to do that. And they were like, that was really nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
It's always benefited me in the long run. So.
Okay, there's a perspective right there. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I don't personally have a problem with it. I think it's kind of personal preference, especially if the woman offers to split the check.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I personally paid for the first date, and it wasn't him who asked. I just picked up the bill.
Uh-huh.
And
why?
I just paid, just by choice. Mm-hmm. We've been together since high school. I paid for the first time we went out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together 18 years.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. Sugar mama.
That's I guess not 8.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on the first date?
I say keep moving.
Keep moving.
Keep moving. Have you been in the situation?
I'm speaking from experience, and I know not everybody's the same. I get it. But if that's how it is from the beginning, then that's how it will always be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very giving person, and I will give my last dollar if I need to. So for people to take advantage of that sometimes, and I learned from my mistakes to not do that ever again.
Can you share one bad experience with us just to give us a little snapshot into your dining?
Yeah. So like my previous relationship, I, in the beginning, always offered, always helped, always paid, sometimes paid for the full thing, just because I didn't want him to feel like he had to pay all the time. Just
mm-hmm.
That's just how I am. And on top of that, sometimes when we go out with the kids, it's my kid, so
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to pay for my kid. I'll pay for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on in life, it's just like always expecting me to pay for everything at all times. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. I can't keep doing this.
Mm-mm.
Like,
mm-mm.
When do you pitch in?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, so I'm just like, if that's how you train them from the beginning, then that's how it will be forever.
I'm sorry, did you say train?
I think she did, yeah. And I don't mind it one bit.
She is giving, though.
Hi, Kiss 90, very giving. Hi, Kiss 98.5, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I would think that they weren't interested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds like a blow-off to me. Like, if they're like, yeah, you pick up half, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't necessarily have an issue with it, but it would be like a subtle cue that maybe it's not as great as it I'm thinking it would be.
Right, right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
I think it matters who asks who on the date.
Yep.
As to who pays.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think whoever initiated, like whoever put out the invitation, unless it's just an agreement, let's go out to dinner and then it
uh-huh.
doesn't matter. But
mm-hmm.
if somebody asked somebody out on that date, if it's an official date, then I think that person, it's on them to pay for the bill.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
I'm calling in regards to the guys.
Yeah, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I honestly think that that's perfectly fine, but all this expectation of the men wanting to pick up the bill, what's expected of the woman once the man picks up the bill?
Yeah, quid pro
yeah.
quo. Quid pro
that.
Quo, Jan.
I get it. Yeah,
remember?
You know, I ordered the lobster,
yeah.
You know.
You and your lobster. Just go to Red Lobster. Get over yourself.
Hey, that tail's like 50
Good
bucks.
Grief.
So what do you think?
You know,
Go ahead.
And I'm not expecting anything from the female, but all these females are saying, oh, it's expected. They're a gentleman. Well, you know, the other side of that coin is if the man pays, there is something expected. So if they're playing that game, what is their obligation at that point?
Fair question. I don't have the answer to that. I would just like to think that they want to pay for the dinner. But hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Oh, man, I think they're winning. That's what they're doing. They're winning.
Yes, they are. So when you take somebody out on a first date, do you pay the check?
I try not to.
How do you do
that? Are you a gigolo?
No, seriously. I mean, we're in a recession. I mean, I would hope she'd want to help me out with that check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would expect the girl to split it?
I wouldn't even take her out to eat. I'd make her some food first. That's what a real man.
Right. So what's your go-to dinner to impress a girl?
A go-to dinner would have to be whatever she likes. Because it's always, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? They never know what they're...
When you say we're in a recession, I don't think we're in a recession yet, but you might be. What's going on there?
No, I'm just being funny.
Oh, okay.
Because you had someone call serious.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Someone called serious, said that they train their kids, so I got to lighten up the news.
I like it. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Hi. I think that I agree with the one person who said that women should at least offer, but a true gentleman will pick up the tab, and maybe as the relationship goes on, then the woman can start paying for little things.
Yeah, but we're strictly talking first date on this question.
Yeah. I kind of fall on that side of the board with you on that. It's funny, everybody's got a little bit of a different perspective. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I'm replying to the person that said that there's an obligation for the woman after the men pay. I think that the obligation of the woman was to go on the date in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So the obligation's fulfilled at that point.
Mm. Yes, it is. I agree with her 100%. Mm-hmm. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nina.
Nina, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I don't like that. My mother has always told me that a man should pay for meals when you go out, and I've actually tried paying like half of my bill in past dates, and a lot of the guys will like give me like the death glare, like, what are you doing? Like, I'm paying for this. That's disrespectful. So I actually think that men should pay for the meals on the first date.
Appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. You're up. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I feel like it should be equal. It should be an equal thing because it's only your first date. You got the rest of, after that date, you just see what happens and then go on from there, you know.
So you have no problem with the splitting of the check on the first date. You're good with that?
I wouldn't care.
All right.
You got to see what goes on after that.
Good. I like that.
All right,
that.
But let me ask you this, because here's the thing. You sound like you'd like order a steak at the restaurant, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm ordering a salad. Your steak is $30. My salad's $6.
Okay. If that's the case, then I would just pay the whole thing, a little $6 to my 30. That's nothing. Like,
right.
You know.
Okay.
But, you're a cheap date, Janet.
Thanks. What can I say? So maybe the takeaway is date a vegetarian.
it should be equal, you know, because this is the first date. You don't know if you're going to be with each other after that. So, if you guys end up getting a relationship now, you guys can just, I pay it next time, or you pay it next time. It's.
Hold on, Jen orders dirty martinis, though, so that's
your $6
offset
by your $12 drink.
Yeah.
Why are
those,
we getting,
that's 24,
you guys,
yes,
why
that's
are we
30.
Getting technical? Now, let me ask you
that's why they give you a detailed bill.
When you go on a date with a girl, can you tell if she's just trying to get a free dinner out of it or if she's into you?
Well, the last time I was on a date was 10 years ago because I'm still with the person that I went on a date with, so obviously, she was very into me. We're still together.
Good for you.
Nice. I gotcha.
Look at you, the closer.
Yeah.
I like it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Hi. I just wanted to comment
About 5 years ago when I met my future husband, he would always offer to pay the check, and I would always, you know, throw some cash on the table, and he would tell me just to pay a tip for the waitress or the waiter. And still to this day, even though we have a joint bank account and two kids, he will never let me put my credit card on the bill. It always has to have his name on the credit card, and we'll send the bill out. And it's been that way since day one.
Cool. So very traditional. I'm glad you called. Thanks. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Can you actually give my number to the guy who said he'll make me whatever I want to eat on a date?
Welcome to Kiss 98.5 Match.com. Yeah, so he sounded interesting to you?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to, like, address me, that people said that other guy who said something was expected, he was definitely wrong. But the guy who said he would make whatever he wants, and it's about, like, you know, offering her, you know, what she's in the mood for,
yeah, he talked to, you know what, if he calls back, we'll get his number for you, okay? It could be a match made in heaven. I like it.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's already got you in the house, though.
Hi, Kiss. No, that's okay. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Well, my whole thing is, all in this today's world, all the women want to be independent and everything. So why is it a big deal for them to pay for half the check?
That's a fair point, but maybe not every woman wants to be that independent. Could it be?
No, I know I don't. I enjoy being taking on the role as a woman and stuff like that, but there's a lot of women and they're all about empowering and doing their own thing and being their own person, but they don't want to pay for a check.
Okay, so you're saying that maybe their social life conflicts with their political life?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happens.
Yes. Absolutely. And not only that, you don't know where that first date is going to take you. What if if I was on a date and you weren't having a good time and that person, it was a bad day, I wouldn't want to pay for that person's meal.
Oh!
I hear you.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think it's tough because we're in this time of towing the line between chivalry and feminism. I think there's no problem if they want to pay the full bill, but I think that the woman should try to cover the next check if possible.
Okay, that could be fair. So if there's a second date, maybe pull your weight?
Right, or at least offer, do something, because obviously, like, finances are tough. Like, the guy, you know, could probably use a little help, so.
Right, and they're not sure how far it's going to go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling, 644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to shed some light. I hear a lot of people talking about the men paying the bill.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like the one lady said, if, you know, women are now working as much as the men, if not more than the men. And I just feel like it's fair for at least a woman to offer, and then she should always leave the tip. Like, even if the man is telling you, like, no, always leave the tip, because you don't want to look like you're there just to feed off of someone,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just use them. So I feel like always offering the tip and always offer to at least pay half of the bill, and I feel like that's right. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. My mom and my grandmother would completely say differently.
Right.
But I feel like we're in a different day and age now. And, you know, my mom and my dad, it's like they go out and, like, my dad always picks up the bill.
Right.
And when we go out with my dad, he always picks up the bill and he never lets us pay. But I just feel like it's different now.
Okay, but let me ask you a truth question. Truth. Okay. Would you rather have the guy pay for the bill?
No, I'm a giver. Like, I'm naturally like that with anybody, with my friends, my family, my current spouse, I pay for everything. All the, like, I always want to pay for everything.
Gotcha.
It's always
cool.
An argument with my spouse.
Right.
I always want to pay for everything, but that's just the type of person I am personally.
I'm glad you called. Thanks. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Jen.
Jen, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I have to tell you, I have mixed feelings on this. On one hand, I'm a big fan of chivalry. On the other hand, where is this date happening? Are you taking me to a real expensive place I can't afford? I think there's other factors that play into it. Is the female ordering a dinner like she would if she was paying for it? Or is she taking advantage of the situation?
Great questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables in this first date, Jan, that you brought up. Is it a fancy place? Are we getting apps? What kind of drinks are we getting? Can you leave all the glasses on the table so I can do the detailed bill afterwards and add things up? You know, what's expected?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt when you sit down to ask for a separate check.
Okay, well, that would be a buzzkill for a lot of people.
Yeah, major. Wow. But fair enough, like, fair question.
Sure it is.
But what if it was just, like, a medium-level restaurant, not too high-end, not too low-end?
Is there table service?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I would have to say, I do feel the man should pay for the first date, but I do feel the woman should order responsibly.
Yeah, chivalry yeah. wins.
Right,
there we
there's,
go.
There's nothing like that third, fourth appetizer. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ramon.
Okay, Ramon, what do you think? What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Well, since it's the first date,
yep.
I will see how it's going. By the end of the day, when the check comes, if it's a good conversation, I'll pay the whole thing. But
okay.
If it's a bad date,
right. Yeah.
Then no, we're splitting it.
You're splitting
and
the check.
I need that $17.50 for your plate.
So
that's the best answer we've had all day.
So I understand it. If there's a hint of potential, you'll pay the bill.
Yes.
Yeah, let's call it an investment.
Hi, Jordan. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think that's great if they don't want there to be a second date.
So you're one that always pays on the first date?
Yeah, I dated this girl, but it was kind of weird timing because I didn't have a job at the time. So I just used my credit cards on every date, and she thought I was working.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, we broke up, and I'm still financing that girl.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my attorney said I can't list her on my Chapter 7, though.
Probably not. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Okay, I think it depends on who asked out who. Because if I ask out a guy to go to dinner, I'm paying for the check because I'm trying to impress him. If he's asking me out, he should pay for the dinner on the first date.
What if you meet, like, on one of the dating sites and you guys decide after talking and chatting online, okay, we're going to meet?
I think it's a decision that's made on the date. I think, like, once the check comes, you kind of both go for it. And if one of you wins, then the next person has to pay for the next date. You kind of, like, insinuate, like, okay, I'll pay the next time.
Right, so then you get the second date.
I feel like you got to meet them halfway.
Okay, fair enough. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think that it is not the right thing to do.
Okay, tell me why.
I think usually when you go on a first date, the guy is asking you to go on that date, unless, you know, it's a girl, whatever. That's a different scenario. But usually it's the guy asking you out. So not that it's expected, but why wouldn't you want to treat her when you're the one that wanted to take her out? Why would you want to split that?
Right.
And I've also never dated somebody that ever asked me to split the check. I would if that was the case, but I've never been in that position. I don't think that they should do that on the first date.
Do you think if they asked you, you'd make a face?
I think I might get red. I think I might get a little hot, but I don't think I would show it. I would just be like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be prepared, though. In case that were to happen to me, I would be prepared to at least split it or whatever. Now, if I go on dates, I'm always, like, putting money on the table or whatever. But first dates are weird to begin with. So ask to split the bill, I mean, come on.
Come on. Come on now. Right.
Come on now.
Come on now. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
For me, I think it's fine. I actually asked my boyfriend out on the first date, and our first date was a meat raffle, actually. So the second date was the second date was actually. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I wanted to know where your second date was.
Oh, the second date was dinner and a movie, and so he paid for dinner, and I paid for the movie.
Okay, that's a way. That's one way to do it. When you went to the meat raffle on that first date, did you win anything?
A funny story is that I won every time he got up to use the bathroom. For our first anniversary, we went to that same meat raffle this year, and I kept sending him to the bathroom, and I kept winning.
That is hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Go figure that one. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think overall it's about communication. So if I'm asking you out on a date, I need to be aware whether or not that you're interested in me or not. Uh-huh. Because a lot of times people are just saying, yeah, I'll go on a date with you because they just want that experience to get catered or pampered or what have you. Uh-huh. So taking that into consideration, you need to know whether or not this person's interested or not. So
right.
If the person's interested, I would take that time to pay. But if I know that it's not going anywhere, we're definitely going to split the check.
But I think also, too, don't you think, like, manage the type of date you go on and maybe not do, like, a full-on meal, get to know the person before you commit financially to, like, a big dinner or something like that?
Well, it just depends on what type of relationship you already have prior. Because a lot of times people try to go out on dates with their friends or what have you, so they're already comfortable with them. They already skip that phase of trying to get to know one another. But then when you're trying to get to that next step, you're trying to impress them. You're trying to make them happy. You're trying to show them that you're not just a friend. You could be more than that.
Have you found somebody special in your life?
Yeah, I'm currently with my girlfriend now, going on 3 years.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a good time.
Cool.
But what can you say? You can't complain. You just take it every one step at a time and just see if it works. And it worked for me.
Nice. Very nice.
Well,
you see
can
yourself?
Complain. There are people.
Right.
I've met them.
Exactly. Sure. Good luck with everything. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I think it's contingent on the initiative. If it's done in good taste with proper etiquette. I mean, we're in a new day and age now, and people want to know if the man or woman brings more to the table than just baggage. So maybe somebody take the tip, somebody take the bill, and be proactive in doing it in that fashion.
Wow, yeah. You have thought this through.
Absolutely. You know, I've gandered and dated quite a bit, and, you know, the first impressions are lasting impressions, and people have their best behavior on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women are independent, and I find that very attractive. And a lot are accustomed to being catered to. Not saying that they don't deserve that, but that's something that's earned for me.
How much mm-hmm. baggage do people usually bring to a first date? Like, how many dates do you need to get in before you realize that there is a luggage room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to carry on. Just to carry on.
Right. Well said. Well said. So if you've dated a lot, what do you think is a mistake a lot of girls make that you'd like them to know?
Texting on a date. I mean, we're in a day and age where a lot of social media is always used.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's get that personal aspect back into the mix so that I'm able to, you know, are we able to talk about politics? Are we able to talk about something we heard on the radio? Or, you know, just opinions and being able to talk as opposed to, oh, my God, notification.
I yeah. would think you'd be insane to mention politics on a first date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, this is
totally.
Not the year to do
but
it.
But I agree with you about the social media thing. And when you see somebody on social media and they're kind of following somebody else who's checked in somewhere
yeah.
else or something like that, you're like, what?
Following in on the
is
date.
Is happening right yeah. now.
Live stream
like,
the date.
Turn around, take a picture of her food.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I have no problem with the food picture.
So
food, that's kind of expected.
Funny.
That's why they invented Instagram.
Oh,
I'm talking
gosh.
About like literally yeah. commenting on their own date while it's happening. That's wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I am appalled by this conversation.
Okay.
Which
fair.
Part,
why?
Which
I'm
part
in,
is...
I'm in my car by myself yelling. Like,
okay.
What?
What parts bother you?
I think that men absolutely should pay on the first date. And women can contribute in another way. When my husband and I started dating... He paid for all our first dates, but I would, you know, grab us tickets to go to a concert and say, hey, I have these tickets. Would you like to go? Or I would bring a bottle of wine and dinner and dessert. You know, you can
okay.
contribute in your own way, but still kind of feel a little taken care of. You know,
that's worked for thousands of years, so why stop now?
Right.
Well, you're bringing dessert, so.
Yeah, she is. And a bottle of wine.
So that's how she got married. Strictly talking first date here.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny, though. There's people that feel a lot of different ways, and I can't decide if when I hear them talk about that they don't mind splitting it, if it's a defense mechanism or they truly feel that way.
I had a guy once ask me to pay the tip, and I was like, I didn't bring any money, dude. Sorry. Like,
yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Were you lying? Did you actually bring money, or were you just...
Yeah, but I'm not paying.
I'm so glad you called.
My dad would tell me.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Jan, I think a lot of this goes back to how your parents told you it should be. Like, with my boy, I will tell him, buddy, you're picking up the tab on the first date. It's expected. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I personally think it's horrible. There's no way that you should ever split a check on the first date.
So you think the guy should pick it all up?
Yeah.
Every single time. There should be never a time the guy's not paying for it.
Right. I'm glad you called. Thank you. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. What do you think?
Honestly, I don't mind paying half and half, but I think it really has to be whoever initiated it.
Yeah, whoever put out the invite.
Exactly. And it's funny because my friend from the UK, he's in Bristol. Mm-hmm. He actually called me up because all of a sudden he's dating on all these apps. And he's getting all these American girls who are like just coming through. And he goes, yeah, I can't believe it. They're making me pay the bill. Like, it's an expectation. I'm like, that's our mindset.
Welcome to America, buddy.
Yeah.
But what if the guy says, like, you're like, okay, you want to go on a date? Yes. And he's like, okay, where do you want to go? And you pick the restaurant? I kind of feel like from that point forward, he's paying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he initiated it, right? So he's inviting you out. He's inviting you to the restaurant, considering what you want. Then, yeah, he pays for it. But, I mean, if you set it up and then you bring him there, you better pay. because who knows what his budget is or what his financial situation is. He should
I think
paying.
It's a good test. Let's see what the credit card can handle.
Janet!
Wow.
I'm joking.
I mean,
Jeff,
I believe
you,
but...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Jeff would never let me pay, but there's been a couple times when he's like, I forgot my wallet. You know, further on in our relationship, of course, I'm like, yeah, oldest trick in the book.
I've heard of a relationship Janet, where the guy offered to pay... But he insisted on getting all the points. Like, he was all about the points on the date. Like, for the credit card.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently that's something that he felt was so important.
Yeah.
Was making sure. Yeah, hold on. Dude, if the guy's mentioning points on the credit card for the first date, that's not a keeper.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I feel like it's a little circumstantial. I mean, what I would do and what should be expected are a little bit different. I feel like what I would want is the offer to be there, but either way, I'd probably pick up the bill. Just because that's kind of like showing.
Wait, what do you mean offer to be there? You're already there. You're having the dinner.
For her to split the bill or to pay for it.
Oh, you want that sheepish, can I contribute? So you want that? You want those words to come out of her mouth that she should offer to pay a little bit?
Yeah, or like show some kind of sincerity towards it. And then ultimately, though, unless it was like a completely horrible date and I was angry, I'd probably pay for the bill in full.
Oh, you would, just so there's no strings. Like, she didn't pay anything. I gotcha. Okay, I like your perspective. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date? 644-9850. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date? What's your perspective?
Well, I am a gay man, so it's totally fine and perfect when we split that check on the first date.
Okay.
Now, would you say, and does it really matter if you're gay or straight with first dates? I feel like the rules are the same.
Well,
do you?
Then both men are paying on the first date, technically.
No. I
think it comes down to who invited who. Whoever put out the invite, whoever initiated, whoever's the bold one to invite someone to dinner, that's the person. It's on them. Guy, girl, 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 guy, guy, whatever. It's up to that person to pay for the dinner. That's my thought.
Well, it depends. If it's an invitation like that, I would say so. But what if both of you agree to go into a date?
Then right.
All right.
I think it should be split.
Okay, so you just split it and then move on to the next date.
Exactly. And then the next date, whoever invites first, it's on them.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you called. Thank you. 644-9850. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
There would definitely not be a second date.
What if he's really good looking?
Nope.
Nope.
Says it all.
Nope.
It does say it all? That
yep.
Deal breaker?
Yep.
Deal breaker. You got it.
Hashtag old school. I like
that. What if he's got like... What do you like a restaurant gift certificate and he uses to pay his half with the restaurant gift certificate? Nope, nope, nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
Nope.
First date's not a time for the coupons, Jan.
Hi, you know what?
I don't know about that.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is John.
John, this is a tough discussion we're having this morning.
Janet, this is what's wrong with the world. Nick,
what?
You need to tell these people. Pay for the bill. What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
This is why there's so many single people.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
So, what?
I've been with my wife for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
I pay for the bill every single time.
Of course you do, because it's all your money, right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, well, it's when I say that, I mean it's shared money. It's family money.
Yeah.
We have 3 months left of 2019. We need half the population to not be single and pay for a damn bill.
John, this was a good motivational talk, right?
Oh, this is it. If you want classes, I'll be here Saturday. I'll do it noon to 6.
I think you should.
Put on a clinic.
So, John, what do you think people are doing wrong and why there's so many single people right now? What's the problem?
We've talked about it all morning. It's the elephant in the room. Pay for the bill. It's more fun. That's why you're not getting a second date. You're cheap.
John, I always love when you call.
Voice of reason right there.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
So I went on a date with somebody to Outback Steakhouse, and he had a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He put the gift card on and then made me pay the rest.
Whoa, that's not cool. I would say use the gift card, then he picks up everything left over, right? That's the way it should be.
But here's...
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, how much was the gift card and how much was the bill?
Did it cover his half? Yeah.
Well, we got, like, appetizers, we got some drinks, and I want to say we probably split it halfway, but I thought, like, we were going on a date, and when he's like, oh, yeah, I'll put my gift card down, then you can just get the rest, thinking that there was, like, a lot on the gift card. No, I ended up paying, like, I want to say, like, $45.
Oh, my
Let me ask you a question. Had he paid the whole bill but used the gift card, were you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Like, if you're going to a restaurant and you've got a gift card, use it. Because half the time they just sit there.
But I think that we went to Outback because I don't live out there because he had the gift card.
Oh.
Yeah. Final question. Was there a second date?
I don't think I ever talked to him again.
There you go. That's like a follow-up to what John just said. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
I don't know if you can call them a man or not.
Judgy. Little judgy.
I think it's a deal breaker. I think it's a precursor to other issues, possibly. Like, I can see, like, if it's, like, somebody that's wealthy, that's, like, used to people, like, gold digging, maybe they would be, like, as a test, be like, oh, do you want to split the bill?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Uh-huh. You know, I think it's the right thing to do for the guy to pay the bill on the first date, for sure.
Yep. You're in John's couples club because John feels the same way.
Yeah, she seems upset by the question that a guy might want to split the bill on the first date.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Okay, so you want to hear a stupid story?
Yeah, 100%.
Sure.
That's what I live for.
I went on a date with a guy before my husband, and he did not offer anything. I sat and watched this man eat, and he didn't say, oh, are you eating? Anything. I just freaking sat there,
mm-hmm.
and he ate, and he paid for his own bill, and we left.
Wait, so you guys just basically shared a meal together, no convo?
No, he ate whatever he wanted. Like, he asked me and everything, and he was like, oh, are you... I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, I can't really go to eat because I don't really have any money. I was in school. I couldn't eat anything because I didn't have any money.
Right.
And he didn't offer, oh, I'm going to pay. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Mm. And I sat there and watched this man eat. Or I should say boy, because he wasn't really a man.
Hold on. Right. You didn't eat anything?
Nothing.
Wow. That's insane.
Wow, this makes me feel like when my kids
and this guy didn't talk.
There
you see...
No.
Yeah, that like
that's
so,
a weird fetish you have is watching people eat.
When you were in that date, how many different scenarios did you say? Like, did you think in your head, "I'll go to the bathroom and just leave. I'll just walk out the door because who cares?"
This
like,
would
did
be the time to try that.
Did you go through any of those scenarios in your head?
I think we were at Hard Rock in Canada, and he was my ride, so I couldn't really do anything about. But I wanted to like, I wish I would have said, "What are you doing? Are you for real right now?"
Right.
You know, like, it's a nice place to be. You're there. You're looking at David Lee Roth's pants on the wall.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of stuff. The music's good.
I would
good.
Never go to Canada on a first date.
No.
That's no.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, you're kind of stuck. Yeah,
well, I knew him, so it's not like it was creepy.
Okay. Right. That's good. That's good. But bizarre that he just sat there and ate. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date? That's the hot topic this morning.
Men should always pay for the woman's bill.
Oh.
Bottom line.
Oh,
bottom
it's my dad calling in. Perfect.
I like
Period.
That. So why do you think some guys feel like they should split the bill with a girl?
Because they cheap, Janet. That's the bottom line. And they try to spend that money. Take care of the woman. They're going to take care of you.
That's right. I like
the
way.
I've been 23 years. We keep it take care of me the whole 23 years. You know that.
Exactly. Exactly.
High school, you pay the bill and all that. It's just crazy, man. These guys these days, man.
Right?
I love guys these days.
You got to give to receive.
I love how you think.
I don't know what that means.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think of men who want to split the check on a first date?
Well, I think men should always pay because they're trying to impress the young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we don't know, you know, you don't know her situation. You don't know if she's struggling with bills.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in order for you to get in the door, and what I mean by that is get a relationship, you're going to show her that.
Sure.
I got you.
Right. Thank you.
You said young lady. Clearly, you've never been to Cougar Town.
Well, all right. I mean, by ages, you know, she might have a child. She might work at JCPenney's, not making a lot of money. I mean, you may not have a good job, but you're trying to get in there.
Right. Exactly. And let me ask you, are you single, married, dating? What's
I'm
your deal?
I'm single.
You're single. Okay, so you are the perfect example of a single guy in Buffalo who girls need to meet. Like, just the mindset and how you want to take care of somebody, and you're thoughtful because you wonder what her situation is, and you're sensitive to that. You're just my example of there are good people out there. I'm so glad you called.
Absolutely. There's definitely good guys out there. But like I said, you got to really evaluate the situation because... You don't know their situation, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, even if she worked at a Fortune 500 company and she was making good money, you still should try to impress her because that's why you asked her out.
I like it.
That's right.
I like it. I hope you find the right person. Thanks for calling because you're a good one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.